Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Please gamble responsibly.
All right, off and running and caffeinated here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday on the show means one thing for me. It is a teaser Tuesday. And I understand some people are like, teasers? Why don't you just play games normally? No, I love teasers. I love betting on teasers and the NFL. Of course, you do not bet on teasers in college football. Points are not at a premium and these lines aren't quite as sharp. But in the NFL, these have been pretty good to me. So this past week, we did not win because there were some blowouts. Looking at you, Bengals. Come on, man. Should not be getting blown out by 40. But Jenks, I am optimistic about this week's teaser. But before we dive into teaser territory, I wanted to talk about this story because it just feels so on brand for college football. Okay. So the latest college football drama is that Lane Kiffin's daughter hard launched her relationship with Whit Weeks, who plays for LSU, the week before Ole Miss plays LSU. She had to know what she was doing here. Like, when your dad coaches Ole Miss, you're like, hey, I think there might be a game this week. Oh, yeah, my boyfriend told me about it. What do you think the goal was here? Do you think she was trying to stir the pot against her dad? Do you think this just happened to happen this week where she's like, oh, now is the time to hard launch my boyfriend on Instagram? But there's definitely a lot of people who are floating around this picture. And I will say, for once, it's not Lane Kiffin himself who is at the heart of the drama. It's his daughter.
Oh, this is 1,000% on purpose. Otherwise, we're probably not talking about it today. She knows exactly what she's doing. You brought it up because why? Because it's the week before LSU. It's the perfect time to get people discussing it. It's like, why now? Why not wait a week? Why not a few weeks early? She knew exactly what she was doing. This is the perfect way to get some run.
That, or maybe she's like the ultimate team player for the family, and she's getting like inside info for Whit Weeks, right?
Maybe, like, that's it.
Wouldn't that be like a plot line of like Game of Thrones? But I don't know what type of inside information you're going to get from like a defensive player.
Yeah.
Because like, he's not going to have like the playbook, you know, lying around. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. Whit Weeks was featured on the SEC Untold, or whatever the name was, on the Netflix show. Mm-hmm. And he is a very telegenic guy. And like, he does feel very charismatic. And he's also, you know, one of the best linebackers on LSU. So I see what Landry Kiffin sees in him. But still, it is definitely an interesting choice of significant others.
Well, you know, good for them. I always wonder how much of this is real love and how much of it is one big ploy, one big grift over time. But you know what? You never know. If they're happy, then I wish them the best. Maybe it's one big coincidence. I don't want to be a curmudgeon, but also I always raise an eyebrow at the timing.
Yeah. I mean, they're both good looking. So, like, it's not out of the realm of possibility for me to think that, like, she likes him. Because, again, like, he's telegenic. He has some charisma. And also, like, a great storyline there with him and all of his brothers at LSU. So I wonder if she's going to wear one of those, like, house divided shirts that I hate so much. One half Ole Miss and one half LSU. That might be like the first version of that shirt that anybody's had, because I don't know if there's any family that divides between LSU and Ole Miss, but I could be wrong. All right, it's time to get into it in the NFL. I said I love my teasers, so let's look at my favorite teaser legs for this week.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, it's time to play Who Ruins My Teaser? And here's how the game works. I'm going to give you my teaser legs, which if you're new to betting, here's how it works. You get 6 points in your favor. The goal of this is to go through as many key numbers as you possibly can. I am partial to picking underdogs in this because I do think, you know, if a team is getting a couple points and they have a chance to win, I like it a lot more if they're getting 8.5 or 9 points and you go through a bunch of key numbers. So let's start with this one. This is not my favorite option, but it's one of the teaser legs. But the Steelers plus 8.5 in Ireland against the Vikings. So the Vikings are favored here, but it is an overseas game. And I do think sometimes there is some chaos, but usually that would lend itself towards the underdog. I don't think I'm buying into the Vikings. I know they just had that huge blowout win over the Bengals, which ruined last week's teaser. But Jenks, I don't see the Vikings ruining this week's teaser. So the Steelers are in at plus 8.5. Next up, we're going to go Bucks plus 9 at home against the Eagles. What scares me about this one is the fact that we haven't seen like one of those dominating wins from the Eagles just yet. But the Bucks are one of those teams in the NFC that I feel like are quiet contenders that nobody ever wants to give any credit to. So I think they can keep it within 9 points, especially the way the Eagles offense is looking right now. Next up, we're going to the revenge game of the week, the Packers at the Cowboys. So this line is 7, Packers laying 7 on the road in Dallas. We tease it down to Packers minus 1. That Cowboys defense is terrible. Plus Micah Parsons, like, you know that Packers team is going to try to win this one for him. And I don't think they really need extra motivation. They are the much better team, and I think it's a buy-low spot on the Packers, who just lost to the Browns. And then finally, this is, I believe, the Monday night game. The Jets plus 8.5 at the Dolphins. Do we think the Dolphins are going to beat anybody by 9 points? I think not. So there's your teaser. We got Steelers plus 8.5, Bucks plus 9, Packers minus 1, Jets plus 8.5. Jenks, who ruins my teaser?
The Vikings beating up on the Steelers. I think that's – I love the other three. This one makes me nervous a little bit just because of the defenses involved. Like, how good is that Steelers defense? Well, not very good. It's a bottom five defense. And then you look at the Vikings defense, you're talking about number 6 overall in total defense, so a top 10 defense. And so if you get that Viking defense balling out like it did last week, and Carson Wentz looked, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
No. Pretty good. I know the Bengals are not great, but I think he can take advantage potentially of the Pittsburgh defense, which has not been great for most of the season, and maybe cover this number. That would be the only one I would raise an eyebrow at.
I just think it's one thing to blow out the Bengals with a backup quarterback, but it's another to blow out the Steelers And especially in a game overseas. Like, I think that's the equalizer for me is that, you know, there are just more factors to, you know, factor in for both sides. And so if you're giving me 8.5 with the Steelers, I do think they can keep it close. And plus, all of the trends for Mike Tomlin as an underdog. Like, this is one of the most profitable angles, like, in the NFL for, like, quite some time. So when he's getting points, he's usually a good bet. So if he's getting 8.5, I think that is a solid bet. But let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I had some close calls for teams that could have made this. So you tell me if I take the Steelers out and maybe put another team in. Because the one that I thought about, and this is a tough one, the Chiefs are getting 2.5 points at home against the Ravens. So if you put them in a teaser, they're getting 8.5 points at home against the Ravens. Do we put this one in instead?
No, I like the Steelers one instead because I like your Tomlin as an underdog angle. I think I'm a little skittish on the Chiefs because I just don't know. What do I know about the Chiefs? I don't know anything. Like, they lost to good teams.
Their defense is good.
Their defense is good, but also, yeah, they've lost to two good teams. They beat the Giants, and the Ravens could come out with their hair on fire this week. Can they slow down a team like the Ravens? I don't know. So that would just give me pause on the Chiefs because I haven't quite figured out who Kansas City is yet.
Yeah, but I think on the other side of the coin, I don't trust the Ravens to hold a big lead because, like, the main thing that stops the Ravens is the Ravens. So,
yeah, like, true.
I think of this game, you know, I think the best bet in this game is the Ravens maybe in the first half, but I do think the Chiefs can maybe, you know, slow the game down and keep things close. So I think that's a good option as well. It's not going to make it into the teaser, but it definitely crossed my mind. How about this one? Because I feel like at some point, the bubble is going to burst on the Colts. But this week, they're getting 3.5 points on the road at the Rams. So, in a teaser, they would be getting 9.5 points. It feels almost too tempting, right? Like, at some point, the Colts are not going to have a great game. Like, it's just how the NFL works. But right now, like, 9.5 against the Rams? Like, that one almost made it, too.
Yeah, I grabbed that. Colts are a good football team. And Shane Steichen has done a really nice job. And, you know, the Rams back home, it's a tough loss against the Eagles. I just don't know if they're that much better than the Colts. And at some point, the Colts are going to revert to the mean a little bit. They're just not going to continue this trek. I think they've been overperforming. They are a well-disciplined, a well-coached team. Indiana Jones looks great. So if you're getting 9.5 with the Colts, that seems like a lot of points. Yeah, I'd be on Indy there. I like that a lot.
I don't know. Beating up on the Titans, it's not... Oh, my earring just fell. But I do think that, like, they can keep it within the realm of 9.5. But, again, like, it's one of those instances. And here's the thing that I think goes against the Rams. And I remember this was a trend a while back with the Niners. Back when the Niners were, like, absolutely dominant, beating people by, like, 14 points in the regular season games. It is really difficult the week after you play a team like that just because they are so physical. So I think we can kind of apply that to teams who play the Eagles this year, right? Like, one of the most physical teams in the league. So the week after the Rams play a team like the Eagles, I think physically that is really tough to recover from.
I think so, too. And I think that's something that maybe goes underanalyzed when you're looking at handicaps. I mean, it's a physical league, but that's why short weeks versus long weeks matter. So that's part of the equation, you know, when you're looking at week-to-week bets. And also, did we get beat up? Did we play a physical game? And there's no way you go 4 full quarters against the Eagles and you don't get beat up a little bit because where's their strength? It's right there in the trenches on the offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah. The more I look at the slate, like, I had trouble, like, limiting this teaser to, like, 4 legs. Because there's teaser legs all over the place. Like, just the way the numbers are this week. I know you're super high on the Chargers. The Chargers laying 6 on the road of the Giants. You get them down to 1?
Nice.
Do I have this too?
The only thing that I would say is I don't know what's going on with the Giants quarterback situation. But also, look, Russ can still ball. I know everybody wants to look at the last time they saw him against the Chiefs. And he's throwing these moon balls out of the end zone. But he also put up 400 yards against the Cowboys 2 weeks before. Could they go with Jackson Dart? They don't have a lot of film on Dart, and maybe he comes out and he balls out in his first ever appearance. I sort of feel like maybe there's too many variables there, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, I think it would be a really bad matchup if it is Russell Wilson because the Chargers are really good at limiting the big play. And, like, that's the one thing that keeps Russ in the game is the moon ball. So I think that would be a tough matchup if it is Russell Wilson. Maybe I'll just play a super teaser and have, like, 15 legs. We'll see. Coming up next, hour three of the show, we'll start off with the biggest headlines coming out of last night's Lions win over the Ravens. That's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.